Yeah, and 1984 is now starting to look almost like a nursery rhyme.
Yes, exactly. And things are getting worse, which is even scarier. We want a slippery slope, and we're sliding.
There's a piece out today at the Imaginative Conservative where you write, and Christopher Morrissey asks this question, or writes this: must digital technology make enemies of us all? And he starts off with the quotation, given the choice, people would rather watch flat-out conflict and crosstalk rather than a more plodding format of elevated discourse and sober deliberation. I think Morrissey is pretty much correct on this. People are probably hearing this news and going like, meh, eh. You know, if here's how we apologize for this as Americans and we let this pass. We say, well, if you're not hiding anything, if you haven't done anything wrong, you don't have anything to hide, what are you worried about it for?
Right.
That's not a sign of a healthy civilization.
No, and I think, you know, getting back to what Mr. Morrissey says, the scary thing is that, you know, once a culture gets dumbed down to such a degree that we're no longer citizens, we're just consumers. And really, it's all about entertainment. It's all about personally entertaining me. So, of course, I'd rather watch Ultimate Fight Club than a dramatization of Charles Dickens. You know, what I want is to be entertained. I want to see violence. I want to see conflict. I want to see pornography. You know, it's dumbed down to the lowest common denominator. And that sort of barbarism leads to tyranny because it's unsustainable. And in the end, we start ripping each other's throats out. And then the tyrant comes with his big government and his big troops and crushes us all. I mean, in other words, that what we're in now is a hedonistic headlong plunge towards the abyss. And unless we can start actually getting people to wake up and pay attention and realize it's not about them, it's not about narcissism, it's not about entertainment, it's actually about responsibility and love, which means giving ourselves to others, and basically to wake up to the reality of life and not live in a virtual reality. And that's the problem with technology now, is we've all been lulled into effectively a numbness, into a sleep, where we're spending most of our time in a virtual reality and not in the real reality.